Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Megan, you're listening to Broke Girl Therapy.
Cheers. I'm sorry. Are you drunk?
No, I'm just warm. The heat makes me numb. The heat makes me crazy.
It's very like champagne-y.
She light and
okay,
fresh.
Barefoot.
She light and fresh. I never had that peanut radio.
Oh, excuse me.
Save you time.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broke Girl Therapy. And guess the fuck what?
I wish I could do the fan thing, like, whoop, whoop,
whoop. Do it.
I can't. I'll throw it across the room.
Yeah. Joffra motherfucking Bryant is back. Wait, it's too much in the mic.
I'm sorry. I'm
so sorry. It's like you would way too much, like, air noise. Okay. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
It does. I was like, lightly now, lightly.
Yeah. So today I put up a Q&A question box. So just so we could answer some questions, because we're running out of topic ideas and we just want to talk to you again. I don't want to be sad anymore, because if I think of a topic idea, it's going to be like, well, Morgan did this.
I have you so many good ideas for you.
No, I have a million ideas. I'm just kidding. But I think it's just fun doing the Q&As because I get to interact with them.
Yeah, like I like them.
I like them.
They're cute.
And it's just funny. It's just fun. And I feel like this is the type of shit that we'll talk about anyway. I feel like you guys like create like an episode guideline when you give me questions. So that's why I like doing these.
Broke Girl Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy and that was the best decision I've ever made, because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions. And she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BrokeGirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/BrokeGirl.
All right. Are we ready? Are you okay?
I'm having so much fun.
Okay, number one. I was in a relationship with a guy. We were together for 4 years and I broke up with him. But I still love him and he still loves me. Should I get back with him?
I have so many questions. I'm like, why did you end in the first place?
I feel like, right?
Like, why was it done in the first place? And if you're done after that long, like, if you're done for a reason, okay, stick to your reason. But to be real, if you're meant to be, you'll come back together. Just live your life separately until that naturally happens, but don't stop your life waiting for somebody that may never come.
And I also feel like if you are still in love with each other, then make it work. You know, I think that, like,
if love, you can.
If you can. Obviously, there's some things that make it difficult and whatever. But if there's still, like, a chance for you guys to really come together and work as a team and make this a successful relationship, then why the fuck not?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Relationships are not fucking easy.
They're not fucking easy.
And it's hard to find someone who loves you back.
It's really hard to find someone who's willing to fight with you, too, because yes. I say so much fucked up shit, and Rick is just like, God damn this bitch, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, well, you have to say for yourself. You can answer me right now. What are you trying to say? And he's like, damn it, I've already said it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine.
It's like, all right, so number, is that the last? Are you anything else to that?
No.
I mean, if you guys are toxic, get the fuck out. Yes, or else things will crash and burn. Like what happened with myself, it just all fucking crashed and burned. Learn from my motherfucking mistakes. But I understand it because some people just like to fucking...
Some
live it
just
out
need
to learn their lesson.
Yeah.
But
lesson learn.
Yeah, just kind of see if it's toxic. And if it really is toxic, know your worth and get the fuck out and do better. But if you guys still love each other and it's just some things that you just have to work through, then come together and work through. Yeah. You know? That's that. Next one. This was not even a question. It just was just this. And I feel like I want to name this episode this. It's just Fat Coochie.
Brava to whoever put that.
I know. It was like, this is not even a question, but let's talk about fat coochie. Guess what? I think my coochie fat.
I have so much to say.
Is your coochie fat?
I think my pum pum is fat, and I've always asked if your pum pum could lose weight or something, if your whole body lose
because
weight.
Because it's kind of thick.
I've always had a little thick, but I will say, to be real, as I have lost weight and fluctuated and gained weight and all those things, it does kind of fluctuate. So I do think fat coochie is a thing. But I don't know. I've also...
I think guys love a fat coochie.
I think
it's
they do.
Warmer.
Why would you want to be pushing on bone?
That's what I'm saying. The fat, the thicker the coochie, the thicker.
Well, cushion for the pushing,
bitch.
That's what I'm saying. It's more fun that way, anyways. I fucked a bloney dude before, and it was weird. I was like, you need
what?
A sandwich.
A bloney
dude? A bony dude. like, you know, just someone who's just thin.
I thought
you
said bloney. It was like.
I love bloney back in the day, though. Bloney sandwiches and stuff. You know, that fried bloney sandwiches. Right. It's good. But I fucked a bony dude before, and it was.
I don't like skinny dudes.
I don't like skinny dudes.
I like them a little thick.
And I can't stand chicken legs. No, Lord nope. Jesus Christ, can I stand chicken legs? No, no, no.
If I feel
your
like
legs,
if I fuck a guy with chicken legs, it's like I'm fucking a 12-year-old.
I need masculine thighs. I need a thigh I could, like, punch.
I need
and
a
then
gut.
Be like, what?
I want a man with a gut.
I mean.
I like a little bit of a dad
reason,
bod.
Within reason. Because
I've had a little bit of a dad gut. You know, it's like, it's a little sexy. I'm okay with it.
I don't mind a real body, but you know, I'm not gonna say everybody has endured this if you have been thick at all in your life. When you bang in and that little suction sound.
Oh, that happened to me too.
I think that's so fucking funny. I can't not laugh.
That happened
the other
Charles.
Day. What's that? It's hilarious. Yeah. It is hilarious. But I don't mind that. But I don't know, my dude's getting all tied up and shit right now. So I'm like, well, this is different. Well, this is
he's
nice.
Getting a little buffer.
He's getting buff. He makes me measure his arms, and I'm like, oh my God. That's why I wore my harness. So
I want
like,
a boyfriend. I want to have sex all the time.
It's not all that way. Guys, even after you've like have your bangy stage, I find a lot of the times they start to lose their stamina. I think especially when they get comfortable sometimes.
But I just want like a dick that's there all the time that I can have
even
all
the
time.
Even the dick that's there is still work.
I want a good dick that works.
It don't work sometimes.
Okay, but I just want a dick. I don't have anything. Look, like I'm the opposite of WAP. I'm DOP. Dry ass pussy right now. Like
what's
I literally. Bitch,
I'm sorry.
I've not been on the internet.
I'm sorry. I don't know the interwebs. I don't know. I'm like, what is
what's
that?
What's WAP?
What is the WAP? Fetty WAP.
That new Cardi and Meg Thee Stallion song.
I don't know.
Oh, wow. Where have the. Okay.
I'm
WAP
literally
wet
trying
ass
to keep
pussy.
Underwear.
I mean, my pussy is wet all like for sure all the time, but it just hasn't had any play, so it's dop.
Yeah. mine's been learning to be, you know, fickle. I'm like,
what?
If I'm pissed, I will be like, dry out, bitch. You know? So then there's nothing in there. But what? I don't know. I'm susceptible to the D.
Okay.
Sorry.
So that is that on Fat Coochie.
Fat Coochie is a good thing.
I love when I got that. I was like, thing. I think that's the name of this episode.
I think that's the name of that episode. Yeah. I love that. I think you should
full support of the Fat Coochie.
I would love to make a t-shirt brand that's named Fat Coochie just on the that'd
tip be of
the
cute.
You should put it just on the lining.
Maybe.
Hashtag Fat Coochie.
Okay, next question. Yeah. Here's the thing. You guys love asking me this question. Every time I put a question box, I'm just like, okay. So here we are. Have you ever experimented with women? What has it been like?
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Yes.
That is a very
have you ever
question.
Fucked a girl before?
No. Ugh. I've tried. And it just like I'm very particular about my ladies because as a lady myself, we know what goes down there. So I have high standards because if I keep myself a certain way.
So would you eat out a pussy?
I would totally go down on a girl, but I'm not trying to eat no dirty box, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to eat no dirty box.
I don't know, some people don't mind. Like, I guess it just depends, like, on the fucking cooch.
I've discovered.
Like, I would hope that they keep it healthy. And
yeah. I've been on dates with women before, and I've tried.
Really?
I've kissed girls before.
Oh, you did tell me this. Yeah.
Yeah. I've kissed girls before and stuff, but I never got.
Have you ever, like, made out with, like, a girl? Like, had a made out session with a girl before?
I have, but I didn't feel anything, and I think it was because I was self-conscious at the time, so I couldn't be in the moment. I was just too
young. I feel like being with the girl, I would even be even more nervous.
I was like, more nervous because,
like, I would be, like, competing with her. Like,
yeah.
Whose
and
body's
I know my
better?
Bitch, exactly. I know my expectations, so I'm like, I expect this to be from you as well.
Right.
But, like, I appreciate women. I've been to an all-girl sex party before, yeah. Just to watch. So.
Oh, how was that like?
It was really fun, of course, because they're ladies. They're very welcoming and, like, they take care because right. I didn't want to do anything. It was my first time. I wasn't ready. I was by myself. So I just wanted to experiment that. I've been to a two-spirit party, sex party before. I've never been to a straight sex party. Those intimidate me because I'm not comfortable in those spaces. I feel, I don't know, it's a bit
but
too...
you're straight.
But I'm definitely hetero now. I'm still interested in women and whatnot, but I'm in a relationship.
Yeah. I would totally be down to, like, hook up with a girl. I don't know. I mean,
someday.
She could definitely eat out my pussy. That's fine.
Right.
I guess, I mean, you're right. Like, because it's, like, we know what goes down, I'm like, goes picking. On. I'm just, like, I'm curious, mm-hmm. You know? And also, it's just, like, it's so different. Like,
it's
I'm
just
so
different.
Used to dick. Like,
yeah. But I'd be down. I'm very picky about the female because...
I would totally be down to suck titties.
I don't get anything from that, so I've never thought to done it. I don't feel shit on my nips. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
That actually leads to the next question.
Fabulous.
Are we done with the? Are we done
I'm
with
done.
The?
I'm done. I'm ready.
Okay.
I would like to know.
Next question is, do you prefer getting your titty sucked or neck bites or bit?
All the above, bitch. Anything.
I love, like, the titties with the neck. Like, they have to be, like, entwined together. Like if
I, like, I'm like appreciate the whole body, you know, any all the above and anything. Honestly, for men though, they like that shit too. There's a lot of guys. My dude is his nips are very sensitive. His neck is very. I just tested this out the other day.
Yeah,
and I didn't realize this because it was my first time trying. I can't multitask. It's very difficult for me during like sex and stuff like that. But I tried so hard to multitask, and I started getting on his neck and ears because I wanted to see. I've heard there's a lot of nerve endings there, and he said that too. He was like, yeah. Ears are nice because I asked him, like, hey, what do you like?
Right.
So I tried it, and I got a good response. Like, I got a good response.
Oh, yeah. No, I always, like, nibble on the dude's ear, for sure.
Really? I didn't.
Yeah, really? I'll, like, bite on it, too.
I had gauges back in the day, and I hit it with a few dudes that had gauges, so you just, like, didn't do that.
So I've never hooked up with a guy who had gauges.
If they fall out, I've had this before. Mine have fallen out.
Oh, they smell
so
bad.
Oh, my God.
They smell so bad.
The dude I was banging at the time, he was like, dude, your gauge fell out. That smells awful. I'm like, I'm so sorry. So I don't have them anymore.
Your gauge came out.
Your gauge came out, and it was stinky. It was it was so embarrassing.
That's so funny. Yeah, no, I've never, like, sucked on a guy's titties before.
I have.
On their nipples before, but I've definitely just, like, I'm like a licker. Like, I would, like, use my tongue.
Yeah.
And I'll just, like, well, I'll lick
like
everything.
If you bite them, surprisingly, if you bite them or pull their balls a little bit or something like.
That's true. I'll bite their neck or, like, their lip.
They like it.
Yeah.
Especially the ones who are susceptible.
Or their ear.
Yeah. The ones who can subject out that, like.
I am so horny.
That's why I wear my harness.
I'm so horny. Like, I'm literally to the point of of my sexuality. I'm just horny.
Well, you're about to hit your 30s. That's a woman's sexual peak.
Yes. It's and I haven't had it in like a year and a half. And I'm just I just want to fuck all the time.
It's very real.
I want to fuck all the time.
The 30s ladies things is very, very
oh, my God. The next dude that I'm with is literally, pray for that dick. Because I'm going to be craving. Yeah.
That's literally why Rick had to start working out. Because I was like, listen, if you can't keep up, like, you need to keep up.
Oh, shit. Like, get that stamina up.
Yeah, so he's getting his stamina up, and it has been working. And honestly, I didn't even realize it was starting to become painful because he got a little bit wider for a moment where he just, it's okay, quarantine. I was like, I love you no matter what. You do you, little happy baby. But if it's from something unhealthy, stop that. So he's getting it together, but it was, like, painful because I had to spread so wide to get on the body before. And now that he's shrinking, I'm like, this is really easy. You know, it's a lot easier. So now it's, like, totally different.
Fucking. Oh, my God.
I'm in pain today because it's been 3 straight days. It's been great.
Like, literally the other day I had a wet dream. And, like, you know when when you're so horny, you could feel, like, the heartbeat in your vagina.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, like, I'm just so mad that Morgan cheated on me because I would have had sex already.
It wouldn't have been good, though, that kind of dick. I'm sorry. No. Edit that out. It wouldn't have been good because pathetic dick never. Confused dick, pathetic dick, that never really comes
out.
Well.
I don't even want to get into that.
Delete that. Delete it.
Okay.
Me fat you.
Next question. Is DMing other folks while in a relationship cheating?
It ain't right.
It's fucking cheating. If you're fucking DMing another chick and flirting with her, you're fucking cheating. I don't
give a fuck.
Because
you have the intent to entertain another D and or a poon.
Yes.
That's just rude to me. Like, to me, if you need to DM someone, if you need the focus and multiple focuses, you need to explain that to your partner and become either poly, open relationship, or just let them know, listen, I have a problem with monogamy. There's nothing wrong with that. But the more you verbalize it, the more you have an opportunity for your partner to have a choice. Give them a choice.
Right.
So I think it's cheating. I don't agree with it at all.
Yeah, but if they're DMing for, like, work or if there are just friends, like, you know.
I think they're asking specifically flirty.
Yeah.
It could be something sexy, though, when together, if you do it as a couple.
I don't know. I can't do threesomes with my man.
I did that back in the day with my gay ex. There was a time.
Was it with, like, another girl or with another guy?
It was with another guy. So we were actually
trolling. Well, it makes sense. Joffrey, you were gay.
We were trolling for other dudes. And even now, if we ever meet up for lunch or something.
Okay, you got a threesome with two dudes.
We didn't have a threesome, but I told him, you're a fucking idiot because you pretty much broke us up for... I was like, you could have just said, hey, do you mind if I bring another guy in the room to try this out because I'm questioning my sexuality. I would have been like, yeah, let's give it a try. Are you kidding me? I get two. You get... I don't care. If I get hit double, great, because your dick's not that great anyway. So let's find somebody else in this mix. And even, like, after we were split up and stuff.
I think we need to do a whole episode about this gay relationship.
I'm ready. So I remember back in the day after we had split, when we were okay, after, like, 2 years, we would go out to bars and, like, troll dudes together to see if we wanted to bring them back.
Give me a fan. I'm, like, sweating.
Yeah, and I was ready. I was ready to bring back another person. He was the one that punk bitched out. And I was like, well, who's the bitch now? I'm ready.
So it didn't end up happening. No. But he ended up being gay anyway.
He's gay. He's definitely, he's gay. Yeah,
we need to do an episode about that. The fact that you literally were in a relationship, in a serious relationship with someone.
Oh, we were, like, talking about marriage.
You were engaged, yeah.
We were talking about marriage.
Okay, we'll leave that for another time.
Everybody's done it. There was so much Calvin Klein in purple. I was like, what is this?
Next question. Have you ever had an STD?
Oh my, I'm so sorry. I dropped my wine down my closet. Actually, no. I'm very, very...
I was going to say, I've never had an STD either.
I'm very careful. I'm not judgmental of people who have had STDs.
Because a lot of them are very curable.
And a lot of them are 1 in 4, 1 in 2, specifically herpes are 1 in 4. And I think it might even be changing to 1 in 2 soon. But it's 1 in 4. I've learned a lot about because I was that friend back in the day that all my friends were losing their virginity at 13, 14. And I had, like, pamphlet. I had all the pamphlets saying, please let me educate you about gonorrhea. Let me tell you what chlamydia.
I know, that always, like, scared me so much as like when I was younger. I was always so scared of getting STDs. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm
and this
very
is the
careful.
Old school, and it might be somewhat sexist part of me because I still grew up in a certain era. My dad's very old school Navy New York and whatnot. And they've kind of also raised me to believe that, listen, a woman is free to do what they want to do. However, if you decide to choose a partner, everyone has a past. It doesn't need to come to the future, but you have a past. I don't want to regret my past. I never wanted to disrespect my body in a way where I wasn't as careful as I could because I want to get married someday. For whatever reason, I'd like to try. I don't know what it's like, but I'd like to get married someday. Right. I didn't really want to present to, at this point, my husband something like, hey, so I'm coming along with this, 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 and this because I wasn't careful.
Right.
I personally, right. I've had a lot of one-night stands. I've had a lot of different things. Every one of them, I've always been very specific about protection. You don't touch me unless you wrap something. I'll see if you try to take it off because this is why I have a habit of watching people fuck. Like, even to this day, Rick and I, when we're having sex, I watch him. I think it's hot now, but I watched because back in the day, I'm not going to have you slip your condom off
right.
when I'm not looking. No, right. no. I know what the difference is, and I'm going to watch you.
Ooh, but fucking without a condom on is so good.
I'm aware because I have the freedom now, but it's good.
I'm so frustrated. I don't know if you guys get to see my face right now. I'm like.
But that's why I make a story. When I was my one-night stands with condoms, I made the story more so I could get more aroused so that it wouldn't matter if there was a condom there. I was here for a purpose, to feel my body, to get my confidence, to right. feel myself. So I haven't had an STD personally. I know people close to me that have, and you know, they live with that. Some it's their fault, some it's their not, and some you just didn't know. Some people, they didn't know, and they went into a situation and they didn't know. Some people have been drunk and it's not their fault, but you know,
right.
just take care of your health, regardless of what it is. Take care of your health.
Yeah.
STDs are not something
I get
to be
checked.
About.
Like, there's always, I mean, especially now.
I get tested often. Like, yeah. not, you know.
The last dude I had sex with, Bobby, I was kind of annoyed because, like, okay, so Bobby edited things with me because he wanted to go be official with someone else. And I thought, you know, him and it was just me and him because we was fucking without a condom on. Mm. And so as soon as I heard that he was with a girl, I was like, oh, hell no. Because if you're definitely fucking me without a condom on, I'm assuming you're fucking her without a condom on.
Yep.
So immediately I went and got checked. Yep. And thankfully there was nothing and I was good.
Girl.
But lessons. that was definitely like a lesson for me. I was like,
oh my God, you want to hear my lesson?
What?
This is intense. Back in the day, once upon a time, there was this dude I was dating. I thought he was super foxy and girl, he could put it down. Little did I know he was fucking most of the city. Ugh. I had no idea. There was, like, so many hoes in his network. He was regularly fucking during the entire time we were dating. So once upon a time, I remember towards the end of things when I found out what was going on and how many girls he was fucking, I met three of them once. One of them came up to a bar to me and was, like, trying to fight me. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? What is she saying that, like, what's going on? I didn't even hear what was going on.
Wait, was this your ex-boyfriend you were telling me
about?
This
was an ex. Yeah,
oh, yeah.
yeah. This was an ex, and he just, like, fucked the entire city. So I remember I got out scot-free because one of the girls that
fucking
he was
hate
fucking.
Some of these men. Sorry, I'm just all these cheaters. I'm just okay.
I mean, I was hoping
traumatized.
That he was,
I'm like, oh.
I know. I was hoping he was in a coked up ditch, just like half dead. But he, I don't know. I wish that upon him, and I hope he sees this. I wish that upon him because of what he did to me, and I'm fine with it now. I still think he's adorable, but you know what? That takes a fucked up person to do what you did.
Yeah.
That takes a fucked up person. So anyways, he was banging multiple girls, over five, well over five, in my duvet, my nigga. Like, I left my Ninja Turtles pillow and my duvet over there. You fuck girls in my Ninja Turtles pillowcase and
that's
duvet.
That's fucked up.
I still have that pillowcase. I've had to re-sanctum it. So anyways, but one of the girls said, after this we all found out, she was like, so I have chlamydia.
Oh, shit.
And I don't know who it's from. And him and I were definitely no condoms. And then I remember I was like, oh, my God, what the fuck? So then I went to get tested, and I was waiting, and I was in fucking panic. I told him, I was like, thank you. Thank you for exposing me possibly to some bullshit.
See, that's also
you
why it's so fucked up to be fucking cheating like that.
That's why it's fucked
like,
up.
Because
you're putting
you could,
health
you could,
at risk.
Yeah, you're putting people's yeah. health at risk. I'm so tired of these motherfuckers.
You know,
I swear to God, I'm triggered.
And I know there's people that, there's a lot of people that don't tell their sexual partner at the time of their STD, and they do it anyways and infect their partner, and they don't tell them.
Yeah.
I've known a lot of my close friends are that way.
And isn't that illegal? That's illegal.
Technically,
like, you could actually really
And those people, I'm like, listen, there's nothing to be ashamed about. Shit happens, but you have to do your due diligence to take care of your health. If you cannot, you need to have those painful conversations or withhold and not do it. Because right. there's people I care about dearly that have been put in that situation, and now there's something they can't get rid of. And that fucking is so rude to not have that conversation. So my partner, Rick, and I had that conversation from day one. We used condoms to a T. He was the first person that said, I'm going to, you know, I'd really like to continue using condoms because,
good.
And I like that. As a man, he respected himself that I had just met him a day before.
Yeah, when dudes pull up and they're not, they're ready to just fucking stick their dick in you without a condom.
I don't trust that.
No.
Don't trust that. No. And to me, no. It's them disrespecting you because they don't have respect for your health. What if they right. don't, you know, yeah. and their own. I'm yeah. saying keep it sexy, have respect for
Davion
your health.
Davion always, what we were always about condoms.
Yep.
Charles, I will say, Charles and I actually, we didn't use condoms, but here, we had a conversation. We said, like, we're not using condoms together. Right. Well, right. not exclusive relationship-wise, exclusive sex-wise. But okay. if we're going to have sex with other people, we're going to be using condoms with them.
Yeah.
So that was a conversation that we had.
Okay, that's mature.
Actually, I told him. I was like, so with you, I'm not fucking with the condom, but everyone else, and I'm going to use a condom.
Yeah.
And he was like, all right. You know, so we didn't use a condom. And we definitely did. I've definitely taken, like, plan B twice in, like, 2 weeks with him.
Girl, you can't be unloading in that, bitch.
I know. Well,
I can't
fine.
Be unloading in there. I'm, like, to a T about my schedule. I'll be like, Rick, don't touch me for this week. Okay, we're good for a week and a half.
Yeah.
But don't bust up in a bitch and, like, yeah. we're careful. I don't know. Want kids.
Now I do, but back then I didn't.
Yeah, but I mean, like, right now.
Yeah.
Not a, no.
I do want kids now.
That's fine. Better you than me, bitch. <I'm> like,
you always say that.
Better you than me, better. Girl.
Have I mean, it. I'm not saying, like, at this moment, because obviously I don't have someone who is
but
going to
would.
Be.
But you would.
But, like, if I that. Had someone who I think would be a great father to my children, mm-hmm. then we're not saying, like, I'm going to try to get pregnant right now, but we would work towards that direction, because that's exactly
drink
what.
Drink your wine.
Okay. Bitch.
Have some wine.
All right, next question. Excuse me. Why do guys want a plus size woman with a big ass in the bedroom, but not to go out with them?
That is not true at all, bitch. If they're okay. Not true at all. What I did? I go off.
Let me say, because I'm not a tiny ass woman. I am a thick ass bitch with a gut,
Heller.
And it's cool, me and it's too. Fine, and they love it. And yep. like, I don't know. I mean, like, I know what this person is saying. There are a lot of cases where people, dudes specifically, will like kind of fetishize bigger women. But then not want to be seen with them. You know what I mean?
I take advantage because I'm like, I won't be seen with you either, bitch. Let me get the D and go home. I won't be seen with
you.
But
what if they
ass.
Like them, you know? Like, I mean, that, okay.
Put it aside.
Jokes aside, Joff. It is fucked up to be fetishized, you know? So.
I know, it is.
Like, that's not cool. I mean, honestly, like, if that's something that. Again, if you're just trying to get the dick and you're not just seeing it in public, whatever, do what you want to do. But if you feel like, okay, if you can't be seen with me, then you don't deserve this fucking pussy. Like, if you're fucking ashamed of this shit, then you can't fucking have it.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
Or if they're ashamed of you and they still want to bang you, let them eat it from behind and don't look at them and then leave. Bitch.
But you trust know? Me, I used to be so nervous about dudes. Like, I was like, I'm not, because I grew up in fucking Santa Clarita where everyone's Touche. Fucking 90 pounds and Touche. White and blonde yeah, and blue yeah. eyes. And I'm over here like,
I surf, but I eat burgers all day. I'm like, bitch, I eat burgers too, but it sticks everywhere.
That shit don't leave.
It sticks all over my body, bitch. Put a harness and say whatever.
But they, trust me, the men's have definitely have loved each and every curve when I'm fucking them, when I'm
you
on
know
top,
what?
They're like, yes, bitch.
They do. But you know what my advice is? Because I get it. I've been with somebody who wanted to bang me in private, but they didn't want to necessarily be seen with me. I didn't want to be seen with them either. So it was like equal. And we had that conversation because I was like, listen, I'm going to be dead ass. I don't.
But did they not want to be seen with you because you were
No, no. I was fierce, but it was because we don't live in the same worlds. Okay. Like, my nigga, he's polo-wearing Trump supporter type shit. But I was like, look, the D is good, but we don't know each other.
I've never had a Trump-supporting dick. I could never.
You know, I fucked them so much. I put like pads on my wall. I would have stickers on my wall that said gay love, like pro gay love,
right.
Gay love is good love type thing. And he was like, what's this sticker? And I was like, nothing you need to know about.
Nothing you need to know. It's something that you should need to know about.
You ain't here to look at that. It ain't my job to teach you, nigga, but you here. So you need to recognize what you actually is inside. You are, you know,
right.
You're fucking everything you hate. And that's good for me because I know who you really is inside. Now, you know.
Yeah.
So go ahead and come up in this bitch, you know.
Yeah.
Stupid.
You stupid.
Stupid. That's my biggest.
You fucking stupid.
That's my biggest, like, thing where I've been like, I fucked a Republican once. That's a large thing for me. But, you know, it was still an instance where he was like, we didn't really want to be seen together, which is fine.
I fucked a Republican.
And I didn't want to, we fucked for a while. But
I could never fuck a Republican.
I couldn't either. But, you know, the D was good. And I was like, you're a piece of shit. But I would tell him that.
Yeah.
Like, we'd be fucking, I'd be like, you're a piece of shit and I hate what you believe in, but I really don't.
We're not here for what you believe in. Yeah, you're just.
We're not here for what you believe in. Plus, you do believe in something because you're here banging me. Right. Whether it's exotification or something, this is me taking my power back from your hatred and whatever. Mm. So fuck you because you're here doing the things you say you aren't pro, but you are because you're right here. So let me get this ass because you're going to live your whole life knowing who you really are inside, not a Republican. You've been trained to believe that, but you're not. They just want to be part of something. Anyways, but the dude that I was banging, whatever. We didn't want to be seen in public. I took my power back, but at first I was like, damn, that kind of stung. But then I was like, fuck you. I'm fucking fierce. I don't want to be seen with you either. But, you know, it's kind of sexy at a party and or if you see each other out and you're like, I don't know you, and you pretend you don't know each other, yet you have to go to the bathroom and then you can hook up in the bathroom or something and then leave. There's nothing wrong with that. If you want something more from them, if they're not going to respect your body, fuck that. Use their ass and find someone who respects your body and wants to be seen with you in public.
Right,
fuck
right.
Use them. Use it. They want to use you for something. Yeah. Get yours double, bitch. Get yours double, bitch. Let me use.
Okay, next question.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Y'all know Claritin is literally the most on-brand sponsorship that I could get. There's been so many times that people have commented on an episode and been like, girl, blow your nose a little bit. Like, you sound real stuffy. Are you good? And all I needed was Claritin to help treat my allergies. Especially right now when it's springtime, the flowers are blooming, pollen is in the air. Best believe I have my Claritin in my pocket. And I love her. I love my Claritin D because she helps me survive through this allergy season. And honestly, just helps me survive in general because y'all know I just have allergies all the time. So if you guys are suffering with allergies, I would honestly suggest, coming from the allergy queen myself, to go and get yourself some Claritin D. Don't make yourself suffer, especially during allergy season. So go get yours, boo. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
This one's like so random. Have you had a spiritual experience during sex?
I don't do drugs. I'm kidding. I don't do drugs. What are you trying to say? I don't do drugs.
I mean, it doesn't have to be drug related. It's just a spiritual experience. I don't know what that means. I mean, when the orgasm real good, it feels like maybe is heaven sent, but I don't think I've ever had like an out of body experience where I'm just like, Jesus.
I mean, I've been really baked before, like on edibles.
That's not a spiritual. Smoke,
where I'm like, oh my God, you know?
No, she's saying spiritual experience, not a drug related experience.
I mean, I've had allergies that make me have a headache when I have an orgasm, and during sex, where I'm like, my head fucking hurts and I feel like I'm drunk, but it's not, it's just allergies clogged. That's but I not haven't a spiritual- had spiritual. I don't really.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. A lot of people have.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe in this sense, because we're not religious.
I don't get off on religion. I don't like.
Yeah. Like, I guess there's people who like are saving it to marriage or saving it for whatever. And so that's kind of like a let's pray and do this. But.
Or, you know, they could mean like a spiritual connection. I have had that where you feel. This is the sweetest thing. I didn't even say it. To me, I was a little bit. I was learning my
earring fucking hurts.
Well, some chopstick on the outside, it make it feel better.
I'm just gonna have like one.
Just
earring
have the
in.
One. It's fierce.
Whatever.
So I've had that time, and Rick was actually the person that brought it up, where we were just having sex once when we had like, when we were into our like first into our relationship and we were having sex, and we did feel very connected. Like,
okay, sorry, I'm so hot. I'm taking off my sweatpants.
Yeah. Girl, I told. That's why I came naked. The
I
harness.
Just didn't shave my legs.
Bitch, look at me neither.
My eczema's out.
I haven't shaved anything, and I haven't showered for like 2 days. Ew. You're telling me.
Okay.
I just don't feel like.
I just
it.
Was like, I'm vegan. I was about to pass out. It's like heat wave.
Here we go.
Okay, what were you saying? So yeah, well, they're talking about spiritual experience.
Yeah, I've definitely felt connected. You know, before where you're really, and Rick was the first person. He was like, that was very connecting. He was like, I felt really connected on that. I felt like, you know.
Yeah, when it's like very body. Passionate and it's just, okay, if that's what that means, I've definitely had very passionate, just like when your energies exchange and it's just like, this is not even just.
That's rare.
Fucking,
so
this is
nice.
Making love. This is, right. Yeah.
That's really, really nice. It's a rare thing that happens.
I only want that. Like, me I don't too. I don't want, like, just
vulnerable sex is the best, dude. It's just a vulnerability thing. You can have that with one-nighters if you've had the conversation of willing to be vulnerable together. Right. But I like that. That's the one thing about having...
Get closer to mine.
I'm sorry. That's one thing about having this particular partner that's like, we can actually connect on that and talk. Right.
Okay, next question. How do I tell this guy I'm trying to suck your dick without saying I'm trying to suck your dick? I feel like that's hard coming from the both of us because we're both very assertive.
Read that again. I'm like, what's the question?
How do I tell this guy that I'm trying to suck his dick without saying the words I'm trying to suck your dick?
Why are you trying to suck somebody's dick and not get yours? Like, why are you trying to get pleasure?
Stop. I'm like, okay.
Take
like,
your
as if
power.
You've never sucked dick before.
I love sucking dick. However, I don't give dick for free. I don't give dick suckings for free.
Okay, but let's be real.
Like, what am I going to get out of this?
There's been situations where I'll just, I've said it in an episode before where like there's this one dude we didn't do anything, we didn't fuck or anything, but I would just suck his dick all the time because it was fun.
Okay.
And so, you know, sometimes there'll be like certain situations with certain dudes where you're like, I kind of want your dick in my mouth.
Yeah, I feel that way about my dude.
Yeah, so how do you tell them without just being super aggressive?
You know, okay, this is something I've done back in the day. This was like my middle school, high school days because I did this often. I just tend to like dick and no big deal. It's fine. I don't mind dick in my mouth.
I would just like, you know, just play with it, unzip it.
Yeah, and then just like, just do it. You don't have to tell them anything. But if you have the chance, if you're just like, we don't know each other, but I want to suck your dick. That might be a little bit off. You might have to be like friends or hang out with them first. And if you're hanging out and you happen to be solo together, you could just creep next to them and be like, hey, I really dig your vibe. I really dig who you are. And if you want to get a little close, you could get close and like kiss their neck or something.
Right.
And then like start to touch them. And then you could start to just take the D out. You don't have to ask nobody. I mean, you could ask if you want to be respectful. That's the respectful thing to do, even for someone who has an appendage of a male, you know. You never know, man, but still, it's respectful to ask, but if you have that mutual thing, and if you don't know if it's mutual, then definitely ask, but be clear because it's respectful.
I think that if you just be like, I don't know, my sense of humor is like very direct. Like, I remember I used to tell this one dude, like, I want to sit on your face. I want to sit on your face.
Right.
Like, I want to like I would just say like those things, you know, if I just really
ever
want
since
to.
You've been saying that, like they've been talking to Rick about it. And I'm like, so are you into that? Like do you want to try? I've sat on his face before, but I just like, want to know if that's something. Is it, you know, he's like, if that's what you're into.
Oh, that's sweet. So maybe just be like, I maybe if you just say like, feel the vibes, feel the vibes.
That's a lot of ass.
Just be like, you know, I'm be like, I kind of want to suck your dick. I want to make you feel good. I kind of want like boy, I kind of want to make you feel good.
I kind of want to suck your dick.
Kind of want to suck your fucking dick.
You should let me suck your dick. You want to touch privates?
You want to touch privates?
That's the shit I say to Rick now.
Really? You're fucking weird.
He likes it. You want to bang privates together?
Aww. I want a boyfriend. I'm horny.
It's so dorky. You can be dorky with your partner. You know what I mean? It's funny.
Okay, next question.
God, it's fucked.
I know.
You good?
Not really about the thing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're fucking this setup.
I'm aware. I have this, like, my back is just sweating. So let me... Let me sit forward.
It's
here.
So hot.
I need to
okay.
Air my poom poom. I'm sorry if I smell sweaty.
It's fine.
Thank you.
All right. Next question.
Much better.
How can you tell if a guy has feelings for you? You just fucking know. You just know. Like, think of all the times.
Sometimes you don't know. There's been times where I didn't know. And
that's
I'm like,
on them. They should be fucking honest about how they feel.
Touche. Yeah. They should be honest about how they feel. How do you know if a guy's into you? Is that the question? How do you know if a guy's into you?
A guy has feelings for you.
I'm about that old school cuteness, and I don't mind passing a written note. Do you like notes? Do you want to pass notes?
I love notes. They're so fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to do it in a cute, sexy way, because I'm a cute, sexy type, where even now I passed a piece of paper, like post it to Rick, like maybe a few weeks ago, that was like, do you want to have sex? Yes or no?
Did you really?
On a pink post-it.
That's actually really cute.
I think it's really cute. I've asked him when we first met, I asked him, do you mind, can I kiss you? Because it's respectful. And
right.
It's just cute. So there's nothing wrong with being cute, but forward. That's how I play off my forwardness towards guys. If I'm like trying to keep a bitch, you know, then I would just be cute but forward, because then they can ease into it. It's like starting with a joke, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I feel that. And I feel like you could, but at the same time, you kind of always know when someone has, like, feelings for you.
You kind of know. You definitely feel it.
You feel it. Like, it's something that, like, especially, like, if you're dating someone or whatever, like, it's not something that I feel like you should question.
No.
You know, because maybe they could have feelings for you, or maybe they're just, like, still have a, you know, wandering eye, don't want to mm-hmm. commit. Like, mm-hmm. but it's just, you just know.
You know. And if you don't,
ask them.
Ask. Pass the note.
Everyone's nervous to pass the note.
Then post it, honey.
Okay. So next question. Advice on being on top.
I'm really good at this.
I'm really good at this too. What do you do? Did we talk about this in our last Q&A? I don't remember.
I feel like we touched on it at some points.
I think we did. Yeah. So what's your tip on being on top?
It's yours.
Well, I think everyone does their own little move on top.
They do. Yeah.
Everyone does it a little differently. And for me, I definitely like to lean forward, have my tits in their face. I like to hold them down because I have better control.
Yeah.
And then eventually, and then once I kind of get the groove, and then I kind of like go back and I just kind of bounce.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like a punishment type. You will be punished in that arena. Because it's not even like you don't get to enjoy boobs in your face, period. It's like I will literally lock onto the onto the neck and like, you know, just like,
oh, I know what you're talking about. Like,
neck. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you just like,
bop. That one works too. That one works too.
It kills them.
Yes.
I did that.
And you get really deep in there too.
Yeah. And the fucked up things. So I'm like a teaser. Once you get there, they're like, I'm about to finish. I'm like, oh, no, not yet. Not until I say this harness ain't for just nothing.
That's a very dominant thing for you
it
to
is.
Do.
He likes it.
Yeah.
It's not till I say, you know what I mean? Because otherwise, what's the fucking fun? You can finish any old day, but this is my control when I'm on top, you know. This is the one time you get to not be in control, so let me take control.
Right, exactly.
No big deal. Later, this is going to be used, you know what I mean? He's never had that.
Really?
Harness.
Are you guys going to fuck later with the harness on?
I'm trying. I've been trying to introduce him to this harness for the last few months.
You love this. You wore this harness to my birthday.
I did.
You were like, I'm wearing my fucking harness.
I'm wearing my fucking harness. It's really nice. It's actually very cute. Comfortable.
I used to actually have like a couple harnesses too. Like, that was like a style that I did back in like 2013.
Yeah. I found this. It's vegan leather. I found this in New Orleans.
So just fake leather.
It's just fake leather. I found this at just this plastic store. Yep. Called Trashy Diva. And I was like, I like it in there.
Oh my God. Go into the lingerie. It's called store. Trashy Diva.
Trashy Diva.
Sponsored. Just kidding.
Hashtag sponsored.
Hashtag.
But this is, I'm going to try later. Yeah. I was like, this is going to give me inspo. This whole outfit was for this reason.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
This is literally just a ploy because I'm like, I know you see what I'm wearing. You don't know where I'm going, what I'm doing. You have no idea who I'm with.
But guess what? You're going to come home back to him in that motherfucking harness.
Exactly, bitch.
There we go. So any more advice on the girl on being on top? I just think finding out what is comfortable for you. You know, because, good. Right, yeah, because there's been times where I'm like, it took me a while to kind of figure out what worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just playing around and experimenting and just kind of like finding someone that you feel comfortable enough to just be like, can I try this? Can I try that? And mm-hmm. just doing a bunch of shit, you know, like I think, yeah.
I think that's fair. That's a good answer.
It's so hard having a podcast that talks about sex.
When you're not.
When I'm just and I'm not having sex and I'm just constantly horny. Like,
this is why I do this for you. I'm like, for the ladies.
For the ladies, because I'm over here like,
it's okay.
I like, got just you. The thought of, I've never been this sexually frustrated. I might cry.
Welcome to 30. Welcome to 30.
I'm so horny.
Let me help you.
I'm actually tearing up.
I understand the sexual frustration.
No, I'm so upset.
That's okay.
Like, I want to have sex. I'm so sad.
I'm telling you, get this clitoris sucker that I found on Amazon.
What?
It's a clitoris sucker, and there's a tongue on the other side. That shit is fucking amazing. It's only $25.
I think I'd need that because I'm so lonely. It's so good.
Minutes, dude. Minutes.
I'm literally, like, I'm not, I'm being really dramatic right now, but I actually, like, I'm letting it all out because this is therapy.
I've been there. I know. I've been there where I'm so upset because I haven't gotten off. You know what I mean? But, like, with somebody. Do you, girl? Drink your juice. Drink that juice over there in that
No,
bottle.
I'm literally so, like, I've been, take like, I've been dreaming of sex every night. I had a dream I had sex with Joe Budden last night, and, like, and then it just wasn't real.
Okay.
I'm actually crying.
Do you, girl? I'm saying I've been at that place, but, you know, when you do find somebody, and then once you find someone that, you're get that like you're looking for, they meet most of the shit on your list type thing, it's all worth it. The patience, the being alone, because it's, I'd rather be alone than with the wrong person.
I mean, yeah, I agree too, but it's just very difficult because COVID.
Oh yeah.
And
there's a stigma towards you.
And going through a breakup.
Yeah.
And just also like being so deprived of sex in that relationship, like,
well, the physical connection, you know.
I want someone to fucking rub my booty. I want someone to
fan yourself, nigga. With that saying, fan your.
I'm just so fucking horny. I'm so sad.
Sip your juice. Let's look on Amazon for that toy I have said. You'll be all right. You'll survive.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's just all in good time, man. But, you know, it all the more to just look for what you're looking for. There's nothing wrong with what you're looking for.
I know. It's just annoying having to go through a fucking breakup in the middle of a pandemic and also get all over a relationship where we didn't even have sex and we're about to have sex, but then he ended up cheating on me with his ex-girlfriend, and now he gets fucking pussy.
Plus, he
pussy.
Didn't respect your body
yeah,
or his.
So it's okay. Just...
When you get the D in a respectable manner and they respect you, girl, so much different.
I just want the respectable D.
And to D to
that's
respect
that's literally
you.
All I want. That's I have it. Not made out with anyone or had sex with anyone in 2020. Let that sink in.
It's 20. I don't even know what day it is. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is. All I'm thinking about is burritos and dick. That's it. Fan yourself. Hashtag fan yourself.
Okay, next question. Thanks. I don't know why I just had that little, like,
drink your breakdown. Juice.
It's just, it's so hard talking about sex when I can't have sex.
Sip your juice.
I know. I think it's making me cry, though.
Good, let it out. Drink your juice.
Okay.
Get your shit together. Get your shit together. It's okay. You can do it.
Okay, last question. Because I'm about to cry.
Think of the boiling crab. Think of good things.
Think of food.
Think of succotash. And one burrito.
Okay, last questions. And I'm going to let you answer this.
Thank you.
How do you talk dirty? I was pro in my hoe phase, but now with my boyfriend, it feels fucking weird.
I relate to that. You know, this is what I've discovered when being in a relationship, because I was pro before too. Being in a relationship, honestly, what gets them off is what feels good to you. What gets them off is you getting off. So if you just describe to them how you're feeling and what they're doing and if you like it or not, that's been something. Because I've asked my partner, like, hey, sometimes I don't really know, but he verbalizes how he feels. I can hear it. I can see it in all these things. He's very verbal and active in that. Mm-hmm. So just start to tell them how you feel. Things like saying, this feels so fucking good.
Yeah, just kind of build it up.
Build them up. Like, make them feel special again. Yes. Yeah, sexy. That they're the only person that can do that.
And then just be
that.
Like, fuck me fucking good, daddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you call Rick daddy?
Never.
Do you say that shit? Okay.
Never. I have daddy issues. Never. I don't associate the two at all. He's what my dad isn't. They have a lot of commonalities, but he's what my dad is not. He's very emotionally available. He's down to go that extra mile to talk about the things that hurt, to sit there and endure it. Not like he's enduring it badly. He knows it's worth it.
Right.
You know, so I don't call him any type of parental anything, but I do tell him that it feels good. And he's, you know, I let him know in every way possible that I can. That
what
he's
names
doing something
do you call
right
him in
me.
Bed?
I don't call him any names. Oh. I'm usually cussing. I'm a cusser.
What do you say?
I'm like a fuck type person.
Okay, like what? Like
I'm a yeller and a fuck type
okay,
of person.
What do you
I'm
say? Like,
oh my God.
Okay, but
fuck.
Say, like, give me like a dialogue of like.
There's no dialogue. I'm just accepting what's going on. So, I'm not like a harder type. I let him do his thing. Sometimes if
so
I like
just,
to
you're
throw
like,
him
fuck,
off.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. If I like to throw him off, then I would say things like, slow down, I want to feel you, or hold on, let me turn on the light because I want him to feel good in that light.
It's so sweet.
I don't want to bang him in the dark. I want to see you. I want to feel you. I want to see your body. I want all those things because I know he has some shame around his body as a man and just some type of guilt as a man, and I want him to know I accept you in all forms. There's been times where he wasn't into it and I've had to talk him, you know, not into it, but I've had to talk him comfortable because he just wasn't feeling good about himself.
Aww.
So I would just say things like
you're
it's okay.
Sexy.
It's just me. I love everything about you. I just want to make you feel good.
I love
so
that.
So don't think about what's going on. I'm not judging. You shouldn't judge yourself right now. We're here together. So it's okay. I accept you.
That's
you know?
So sweet, Josh.
Yeah. You just have to make them feel comfortable. Make yourself feel comfortable.
And I love when they do it to me as well, too. I think when like, you guys do it to each other, like I love just telling them like how sexy they are.
Appreciation is
the
biggest
compliment.
Yeah,
I'm just like, oh my God, you're so sexy. Yeah. Like, you know, even for the, because just as much as us women get insecure, like, you could tell when a man is feeling insecure too.
Absolutely. So now I try to make him feel good at all times.
Right.
I'll say things like, even when I was leaving, he was like, oh yeah, who's going to be there? What you dressing up for? And I was like, I'm dressing up to fuck your shit up when I come home. That's what I'm doing. But you know, so it's like those types of things.
Right.
I was going to send him a picture in the bathroom while I was here, actually, about my boobs and my harness. I'm still gonna.
Yeah. Just so do like he a knows coochie shot. That coochie shot.
You know, I've tried this so many different ways and I can't find the right lighting. I have it on my computer.
Yeah, bathroom lighting for your, yeah, the bathroom
I've tried
lighting.
It's just dark. I'm black.
Right.
It's just dark up there. No matter what lighting, it's still just dark. So I'm like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Let's just wait. But I think, yeah, I try to just let them know what it feels like that they feel so good. And I love how they feel. I love that connection with them and all that shit. So just let them feel, make them feel like the most important person and the best person and the person, the only person that can get you off. They'll be
or just say whatever you feel like saying, like, and not think about it. You know what I mean? If you feel like you just want to scream and say, this fucking feels good, just do it. Whatever you like. Don't, I feel like sometimes we get in our heads of like, okay, are we performing well?
Don't perform,
are we,
just do.
Right. Just do whatever feels good for you. And if you feel like you really want to say something, like, don't feel weird about it.
Fuck the neighbors. Fuck them.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I try to control it and I'm like, I don't give a shit. These two people have babies around me and I'm like, you know what this is. You've birthed it. So you leave me be in my O time.
I know. My ex boyfriend, not ex-boyfriend, like ex whatever, but like his neighbors used to complain about us having sex. Bitch, and they told him, like, next time put a sock in it.
Rick's old neighbors couldn't even look me in the eye when I saw them.
Really?
Dude, Rick used to do this thing on the wall in the corner. He would like get up on the wall and just be like going in. I'm like, oh my God. But the neighbors heard it. I feel so bad for them. All times of the night, 3 a.m, 5 a.m, I don't know. So I remember I saw his neighbor and I was like, hello, it's me. And he could not look me in the eye. I was like, I understand. I don't want to look you in the eye either.
You're like, yeah. You're like, let's just pretend.
Let's just pretend nobody know each other. You haven't heard shit. But Rick likes it. He gets off on the fact that he can do it, especially because, you know, I'm a gorgeous lady.
I'm a gorgeous lady.
I'm a gorgeous lady. Why wouldn't she want to bang me and tell people?
Yeah. Still want to cry.
Then go ahead. Drink your juice. Let it out.
I'm going to cry later. Maybe I'll just masturbate later or something.
Buy this toy. I'm telling you. This shit is fucking amazing.
I need to masturbate. I need to. I'm really at a breaking point.
When was the last time?
Actually, it was kind of recently when I masturbated. Yeah. It was probably a few weeks ago. But
weeks?
Yeah, but like here's the thing. Like we've said this before. I get in my head about shit. And right now going through a breakup, like before when I masturbate or whatever, like I'll like think of him, you know, and it was cool to like imagine. But now I'm going through it.
Girl, you got to picture all the things you deserve. Now this is at a different page because, you know, I'm saying, you know, okay, the time I masturbate, I'm like, if I'm not being banged, I'm masturbating because it feels really good to me. I'm like a drive-in masturbate type because if you're stuck in traffic, you might as well get yours. Girl, you got to get over that. You got to start. I honestly, true power is when you can masturbate in the mirror.
Maybe I should just go through a new hoe phase.
I think so. Reinvent yourself. You have new extensions coming. You have new clothing. Like, get on with it. You know what I mean? If I were you personally, I would go into a whole phase and I would do a whole phase as self-appreciation. This is whole phase, hashtag take your power back. That's what I did and it was the best thing ever because now I'm not afraid to ask for shit. I've hate-fucked Rick before. It was the best thing ever because I took my power back.
Yeah, I think I really need to let it out. I need...
Hate fuck a bitch. You'll feel so good. You don't owe anybody shit.
Okay, I'm going to go on my apps tonight.
Glory hole, bitch. Drink your juice.
I feel like we're like delirious because it's so fucking hot. It's so hot in here, you guys. Okay. I feel like I'm losing my mind.
My upper lip is sweating. I have sweat dripping down my forehead.
I feel like I probably look like fucking shit or like my highlighter is probably
this wine is hot.
Yeah. Everything is just so hot. Okay, well, that was the last of the questions. I honestly received a lot, and I didn't get to get through all of them. Did that make sense? I don't even know. I was not able to get through all of them. Maybe we'll do another episode. I will try my best to get back to every single one of you. Thank you again for sending in the questions.
Hell yeah.
Send in more, and I promise we will get to it. If it's not this episode, or not with Jaffa, or with someone else, it's gonna be answered.
You know what I'd like to talk about next time?
What?
Undercarriage health. Taking care of the undercarriage.
The vagina.
The poussoir and the
We did a vagina episode. Should we do a vagina again episode?
No, I'm talking about, did y'all talk about like dark spots in the thighs and stuff?
Oh, okay. We'll do that next episode then.
Everybody has the different poom poom smells and stuff.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, girl. If you bought a bangy but you just finishing your period or something, I got tips and tricks for you.
Okay, next one we'll talk about that. Okay, any last words?
Was that it?
Drink your juice is all.
Well, plug yourself, bitch.
@_JAFRA_ I'm not on it right now, but fucking follow me anyway, bitch.
And then follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to brocotherapy.com. All that shit is there. Bye.
Wine time.
Duck your jokes.
Drink your jokes. Finito.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.